This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Don't be surprised if I want your bold prediction on Washington's season. You know, you can't give me Jaden Daniels makes the Pro Bowl. Come on, he made the Pro Bowl last year. It's got to be bold. Don't be surprised if ... I'm going to give you mine in a few minutes. Max will give you his, and I want yours at 301-230-0980. Good morning, everybody. Did Washington close the gap on the Eagles? We're going to talk to Zach Berman, who covers the Eagles for The Athletic at 11. Nikki Jabvala will be with us at noon. Dan Quinn is expected to address the media at 12:30. This first week of Dan Quinn addressing the media before the first regular season game. We'll try to carry some of that live for you again at 12:30. And later on in the show, the first day of real AFC-NFC predictions, we will go through our AFC picks. Division winners, wild card teams, who ends up in the AFC title game, who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. We'll give you an AFC underperforming team, an overperforming team, and an AFC bold prediction. That will be on the show today before we get to the end of our presentation at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, the NFC, and then on Friday, our skins season predictions, and yours as well. I do want to start the show, though, with a couple of what do you gots. A bombshell of an NBA story this morning. If you haven't seen it or heard it or read it, the Clippers could be in big trouble, as could owner Steve Ballmer. They have been accused of paying one of my favorite players in sports, Kawhi Leonard, $28 million for what's called a, quote, no-show job, closed quote, as a way to circumvent the NBA salary cap. Now, the reporting on this comes from Pablo Torre. He's been involved in a bunch of things recently. He's the guy that used to be at ESPN, right? That's the guy.
Pablo,
baseball,
yeah.
Guy, ESPN?
Pablo, yeah.
I think so. He's been involved in a number of stories here recently, and I can't really remember what they are. But anyway, he laid out the alleged scandal on his show, which is called Pablo Torre Finds Out. He's got plenty of direct quotes from legal documents and made the argument essentially that Leonard was paid $28 million by a company that Ballmer funded to do what? Absolutely nothing. The company is now bankrupt. It was called Aspiration. It was a supposed tree planting service funded by Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. Aspiration, this company, entered into a $28 million legal agreement with Kawhi Leonard. Torre tried to find evidence that Leonard did something for this company, marketed or endorsed this company, but came up completely empty. Beyond that, though, there are clauses in the contract that made this very suspicious. One was that Leonard could essentially decline to proceed with any action desired by the company. So if this company actually existed, even on paper, and they asked him to do something, he could decline to do anything. And then another part of the agreement essentially gave the Clippers the ability to cancel the agreement, terminate the agreement, if Kawhi Leonard no longer played in the NBA or no longer played for the LA Clippers. Now, when I read this morning, I would bet that this is true, that there are dozens of examples in salary cap sports of owners trying to figure out ways to get, you know, star players more money without it being accounted for on the salary cap. I wouldn't be surprised if our last owner of our football team found ways to get people, you know, extra money. I would bet that this isn't, you know, I would bet that this is not an uncommon event, but it appears they may have gotten busted. Now, the Clippers have weighed in with a comment. The statement is, neither Mr. Ballmer nor the Clippers circumvented the salary cap or engaged in any misconduct related to Aspiration. That's the tree planting company. Any contrary assertion is provably false. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, my question, and I can't find this anywhere in any of the stories, is if the league, because Adam Silver has said many times, he considers teams circumventing the salary cap in a way that's dishonest to be a major cardinal sin in the NBA. What would happen to the Clippers? Would Kawhi's contract be voided? Would they get docked draft picks? I can't find anything. I asked you to look into it, Max.
You know,
did you find any comps?
Funnily enough, I found a Reddit post on r/NBA from 5 years ago. So these kind of rumors have been swirling for a while because Kawhi Leonard's name is mentioned in this. So let me read it. In 2000, the Timberwolves were stripped of 5 first-round draft picks for cap circumvention, and Joe Smith's deal was voided due to evidence discovered in the lawsuit with the same penalty. This was 5 years
Joe
ago.
Joe Smith?
Yeah.
Joe Smith was still in the league in 2020?
No, in 2000.
Oh, 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I thought you said 2020.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
But Kawhi's deal could be voided, and the Clippers left with no first-rounders until 2029. This was 5 years ago, and in 2000, the NBA was obviously run by Mr. Stern, who ruled the league with an iron fist. But as you said, Adam Silver views this as a cardinal sin, so who knows? He might lay the hammer down even harder if they find anything.
You know, the funny thing about this is I wonder how many first-round picks they even have over the next 5 years.
That's actually...
dealt a bunch of them? I mean, I could be wrong about that. I could be thinking about another team. Yeah, that is a no-no, you know, to circumvent salary cap. That is supposed to be the thing that gives everybody at least a chance. Now, we have luxury tax team. You know, we have a luxury tax in several sports. And that factors into it as well. Teams willing to pay the luxury tax versus those who are not. The NBA changed their salary cap structure a few years ago. But this could be an interesting story. Stay tuned. Kawhi Leonard, who knows? He could be a free agent very shortly. I doubt that they would void the entire contract. That doesn't seem right. I saw something over the weekend that was out last week. We didn't have a chance to talk about it. It was the Forbes list. This is another what do you got? Completely different subject. Forbes list of values of teams. Now, we had something a few weeks ago. It wasn't the Forbes list. It was another list. But this particular Forbes story not only printed the NFL's top value teams, but it gave you the annual revenue of the team and the annual operating income of the team. And something really struck me as almost incredible when you look at it. The Cowboys are now, according to Forbes, worth $13 billion. $13 billion. Now, we know that the Lakers, you know, had a piece of their franchise sold at a valuation of $10 billion, which blew any NBA number out. The Celtics recently eclipsed the Washington sale for a full sale of the team. Washington's most recent sale of just over $6 billion is the biggest in NFL history, but I think we realize that valuations are going up, especially if the NFL allows foreign investors, hedge fund acquirers, etc. Washington's value, by the way, overall right now per Forbes is $7.6 billion, which means that Josh Harris and his, you know, large group of limited partners have seen a major increase in valuation, $1.6 billion in 2 years. By the way, the average worth of an NFL team, $7.1 billion. And that's a 25% increase from last year. But the Cowboys, oh, there's one other thing, too, that basically all 32 teams now in the NFL are worth at least $5 billion. That's the first time that's ever happened. The 32nd most valuable NFL team is Cincinnati at $5.25 billion. Just to give you some perspective, that is a number that surpasses all 32 NHL teams and all but seven franchises across the most recent NBA and MLB valuation lists. So, you know, you take the Yankees and the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Dodgers, you know, seven franchises, I guarantee I just got five of them. And, you know, basically the NFL franchises are worth more than every other sports franchise, except for those. It's remarkable. But here's what I found that was unbelievable. It's a comparison between the Cowboys' worth and Washington's worth. The Cowboys are worth $13 billion. That's their valuation. So essentially they're saying if the Cowboys sold, they could fetch $13 billion for the team. Washington's 10th in the NFL, by the way, at $7.6 billion. But listen to this. The Cowboys last year did $1.234 billion in revenue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Washington did $644 million. The Cowboys did twice as much in revenue as Washington. Remember 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago probably, they were neck and neck, Washington and Dallas, you know, in terms of revenue, profitability, sponsorships, everything that Jerry and Dan came into the league looking for, which was to make the most money, not necessarily generate the most wins. Certainly that was the case here. But then beyond that, the Cowboys' operating income, so their gross revenue, is $629 million, And Washington's is $116 million. Six times, basically, Washington's operating income. The Cowboys are just an absolute business juggernaut. Washington was for many years, but what this is so much a reflection of is the deterioration of the franchise, especially the acceleration of that deterioration between, say, the years 2015 and 2023. Before the team was sold. I would say more like 2017 to 2023. The last five, six, 7 years, it was an evaporation of the fan base and revenue. You know, I had somebody tell me, and I've used this many times several years ago, that basically two-thirds of the fan base was chased away. And unfortunately for the team, it was the highest revenue-generating two-thirds of the fan base. Devastation is what Snyder did to this team over the last, you know, over 24 years, obviously. But finally, you know, we were the marks for the first 15 years, and we finally caught on to it in the last seven or eight and stopped spending as a fan base. But it shows you, by the way, how much Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales and Mark Ein and all of them, how far they have to go to get anywhere near the Cowboys, who do six times in gross revenue, operating income, than Washington does, and twice as much in revenue. Now, they all get the same cut of media revenue, all 32 teams. So this is, you know, local market revenue. And you can see Washington's fell off massively over the last, you know, seven, eight, 9 years, something like that. I thought that was interesting. One last, what do you got? And that is the Chargers-Chiefs game on Friday night in Brazil will be the last NFL Friday night game for a while. The reason for that, Hans Schroeder, who is the vice president and COO, chief operating officer of the NFL, held a press conference yesterday, and he was asked about this, and he said, yeah, we can't play on Fridays per the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 that bans broadcasts of professional football games on nights in which, you know, high school football plays on Friday or college football plays on Saturday. But what's interesting about that provision in 1961 is that provision begins with the second Friday in September, which back in 1961, that's when high school football started. I mean, schools didn't go back until after Labor Day. And now schools go back, you know, on average much before Labor Day. And the first high school football games, I mean, hell, they're already probably in week three coming up in some, you know, markets for high school football games. But because Labor Day was so early and the first Friday of the month was during that first week of the NFL season, the last 2 years they were able to hold Friday night games. Starting next year, Labor Day is September 7th, so it will be the second Friday that the NFL has for their week one of September. They can't do Friday games. So enjoy the Friday night game on this coming Friday night from Brazil. Chiefs-Chargers should be a hell of a game. An important game for the opener. The AFC West will certainly be watching that one closely. But that'll be the last Friday night game the NFL can hold per that Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 for several years, because Labor Day is going to be later for the next few years. I'm sure it cycles back in 4 or 5 years where the first Friday will be in NFL week one because Labor Day is earlier. But by that point, we might have an 18-game schedule, and the league may start its season Labor Day weekend. That's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. When the NFL moves to 18 games, to preseason games, do they extend the regular season 1 week at the end of it, or do they do that at the beginning of it? Will there be two bye weeks? Will it remain at one bye week? We had, you know, Mike North, the schedule maker, on a couple of times during the spring before the schedule came out and then after the schedule came out. And he said, don't bank on two bye weeks when they go to 18 games. But Labor Day weekend would be in play, even though that has for many years now been, you know, owned by college football, pretty much with the NFL opening up post Labor Day. Anyway, that's it. All right. Don't be surprised if I want your Washington bold prediction for 2025. Here's my bold prediction, Max. You can turn down the music. My bold prediction, my don't be surprised if, is don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels throws for 40-plus touchdowns in 2025. He threw 25 last year, so I think that's bold. Not to mention the fact that, did you know that only 22 quarterback seasons have ended with 40 or more touchdown passes? That is not easy to do. Peyton Manning still holds the record at 55. Brady and Mahomes tied for second at 50. And then there are 19 other quarterback seasons of at least 40 touchdowns. The last one, last year, 2024, Burrow threw for 43, Jackson threw for 41, and Baker Mayfield. When I was looking this up, I was like, man, Baker Mayfield threw 41 touchdown passes last year? Yes, he did. Jaden Daniels and this team, I think, is going to be every bit of what they were last year, but even better in the passing game. I think we'll see more play action, more under center play action, especially if they focus on, which I think they are, a running game that doesn't just include the quarterback. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a massive year. We'll be talking about this the rest of the week and, you know, certainly during the season. But don't be surprised. This is my bold prediction. If Jaden Daniels throws for 40-plus touchdowns, again, in the history of the game, it's only happened 22 times. I know some of you will be like, ah, it's not that bold. He had 25 last year. 40's a pretty big jump. That would be a pretty big jump. You know who's never thrown for 40-plus? Josh Allen's never thrown for 40-plus. Josh Allen last year, his best year was 37 touchdowns. That came during the 2020 season, which was the first season after his first full season of starting. I've referenced this season. You know, Josh Allen didn't start his entire rookie year. The first full season that he started, he was an effective quarterback, but the second season, you know, after his first full season of starting, third year in the league, 4,544 yards, 37 touchdowns, 10 picks, runner-up for the MVP behind the MVP that year, I think, was Lamar. In 2020, was it Lamar or Aaron Rodgers?
I believe it was Lamar.
No, not 2020. It would have been Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wait.
Actually, now that I think about it. 2020 MVP voting. Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen second, Patrick Mahomes third. Okay. Don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels throws for 40-plus touchdowns.
Those are MVP numbers, Kev.
In 2025. I could have said don't be surprised if he wins the MVP, but, you know, his MVP odds are pretty high. They're like sixth, you know, in the league. I bet you, what find his over-under on touchdowns. I bet it's like 32 and a, I bet it's like 30 and a half, something like that, 29 and a half. See if you can find that. I should have looked that up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to navigate my app as quickly as possible. The season leaders. No, not season leaders. Passing props.
It's got to be in the 20s, right?
Jaden Daniels, total passing yards, 34, 25. Touchdowns. I got to scroll a little bit further down. There's Jaden. 24 and a half. Over 24 and a half is plus 114 right now.
It's massively bold. Don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels throws 40-plus touchdowns.
I love it.
In the upcoming season. I think we're going to see an emphasis more on running backs, running the football, more under center, which will set up some really good deep shot play action opportunities. I think he could have a massive season. All right, what's your don't be surprised if?
My don't be surprised if, and this is a lot of people, I mean, listen, last year our starting secondary, our starting corners were Benjamin St. Just and Emmanuel Forbes. This year, Marshawn Lattimore, Trey Amos, Mikey Sainristil. I think, I just don't be surprised if Washington's secondary is top three in the NFL this year. That's my don't be surprised. I'm very high on
I don't know
them.
How we I think quantify that, but I think we'll know it if we see it. So I'm
sure.
Going to allow this as a don't be surprised if. Washington's secondary is top three. You know, there has been more talk about the secondary in recent weeks than anything else. Now, part of that is, in my world here on this show, we've had Fred Smoot and we've had Sean Springs on the show over the last 3 weeks, right? 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are so high on Trey Amos.
I'm telling you,
so
man.
High on him. And Quan Martin.
Yes.
So
Dan said a lot about Quan, too. Like, he's ready to make that next step and kind of turn into this ball hawk that everyone wants to see. And he did a great job last year. I think he's going to take that next step this year, man. Washington secondary, I'm in.
All right, I want your bold predictions on Washington season. Don't be surprised if, and then fill in the rest at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Want your calls on that. Mine is, don't be surprised if Jaden throws for 40-plus touchdowns. Max's, don't be surprised if Washington ends up with a top three secondary. Your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.